Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about buying heavy equipment online is a boom for small contractors. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com or call us at 817-379-1340. All right, here we go on to the podcast. We often understand the construction industry is an industry where the owners end up making an enormous amount of profits. And substantially, we also fail to understand that the market is tough for people who are new to this industry or the one who lacks the financial stability in their business. For such folks, striving hard and coming out of misery is an ultimate solution. Right from getting the big projects to hiring operators and workers. They got to struggle for every small thing. Other than that, they also have to strive to sustain their business from any external powers like competition, the rise in price of heavy equipment, the improvement in technology, and the things therefore on. One of the biggest factors that becomes a hurdle for small-time construction companies or contractors is rising price of heavy equipment. They are finding it very difficult to overcome with rising prices of machines, which is considered to be the lifeline of any construction business. Small construction companies are left with very limited options as far as buying of the machines are concerned, and either have to shell out good deal of money to buy at a price that the heavy equipment companies are selling, or they have to consider the option of buying used heavy equipment. They will be suffering from another challenge of hunting and or selling who were willing to sell their equipment at a lower price until they were able to buy online. Here, they do not have to spend a lot of time search for sellers selling the item that they're looking for, like a dozer, an excavator, a scraper, you know, all online nowadays. All they gotta do is the keyword that is search menu and start looking for the best options. Put it in the box and hit enter. A few things that contractors should consider before he signs or she signs on the dotted line. Number one, check if the item is worth the value. Before you even think of contacting the seller, it is imperative that you do your research well. Try to know a few things about the machine from people who have worked on it or from the internet. Try to know the price of the machine from different sources and then see at that what price the seller is willing to sell it. You do this certainly the correct price of the equipment so that you do not end up paying more than you should be paying for that machine. Once you are sure of the price, then you can try to bargain the price with the seller and check to see if he or she is willing to lower it any further. And second, ascertain if the item is in good condition. You know, check it out. Once you have fixed the price with the seller, the next thing you should do is check if the item is in good condition. You should certainly not want to invest your money in rotten stuff. Try to fix an appointment with the seller so that you can personally go to inspect the piece of heavy equipment. It is advisable that you do go along with an expert mechanic who will check if the machine is in good working order. If only both of you are content with the quality of the machine, then you can go ahead and sign on the dotted line. You know, always bring your mechanic. And if you're not, hire a mechanic from a different heavy equipment company to have inspected. Again, if you got any questions, give us a jingle. 817-379-1340. Thank you and God bless.